Dr. Clark on The Place for Answers. Today I want to share with you a published study that came out in 2010 on how metformin, a type 2 diabetes drug, causes B12 deficiency. Now, isn't that interesting, kind of a catch-22? Because why do people start taking metformin? Well, they take it because they get diagnosed with a high blood sugar or type 2 diabetes. And a problem, a complication from having type 2 diabetes, you're at risk for, you know, cardiovascular disease. But here's the thing. The medication that you're taking for the diabetes could in fact be making you worse. See, when you deplete the body of B12, now you're at risk for, guess what? Cardiovascular disease. B12 is not only important in reducing homocysteine, it's what we call a methyl donor. It's also important in preventing neuropathy, which is another complication that we often see with people that have type 2 diabetes. So one thing I have to ask is, if you're taking metformin, you're thinking about taking metformin, ask your doctor if they know about this study. Now, they may tell you, yeah, but that study says it takes years to become deficient. And that may be true. It may take years to become deficient, but it doesn't take years to start depleting your B12 levels and impacting your health. So you have to ask yourself, is it worth that? Is it worth that risk to take metformin? Or could you look for some other avenues? Could you look for another way, a functional model, if you will, of approaching this type 2 diabetes? Because one of the things I like, the motto I like to use is, you know, treat the person, not the disease. Because type 2 diabetes is one of those types of conditions that there's a lot of different causes. I mean, frankly, 25% of type 2 diabetic patients actually have a more serious condition that is devastating their body and will totally destroy their quality of life, probably long before any complication from the diabetes. So the problem with that kind of diagnosis is that it's kind of a garbage can, as I like to call it. It's kind of right there in the same lump as fibromyalgia. What a doctor should do, in my opinion, is find out what's the cause of your type 2 diabetic symptoms, right? And there's a lot of symptoms. You've got fatigue, you know, fatigue after meals. Some women, men have erectile dysfunction, have high blood pressure problems, low energy. Well, all of those sorts of things could be caused by a whole list of factors, everything from different kinds of food sensitivities to bacterial infections to adrenal gland problems. And I really think that for a doctor to do a good job and leave no stone unturned, he or she should be looking at those things. Now, most doctors that you are seeing are never going to look at those things because they're simply schooled from a different model, which is patient has symptoms, they have a blood sugar or a hemoglobin A1C of a certain amount, they now get medication. Now, it used to be that people kind of would push, you know, hey, you should try diet and exercise. And really, I haven't found many doctors that are doing that anymore. They're pretty much straight going to, hey, you need to take metformin. But now I'm telling you a complication. Most of these medications that you're receiving for diabetes, they have complications. And the thing is, I don't understand why more people aren't seeking out, and I hate to say alternative, but aren't seeking out a good way, and it's an alternative. I guess we should just call it that, right? Seeking a different way. The problem with that word alternative is sometimes we're not so alternative, depending on who you see. For example, you could see a well-meaning naturopath or an acupuncturist or a chiropractor or someone like that, and they may mean well, but all that they do is really what the medical doctor did. You come in and say, I have type 2 diabetes, and they say, oh, okay, take these four supplements, without really digging down and asking, why did this happen? How did you get this way? Is it lifestyle choices? Is it, you know, are you eating the wrong foods? Are there some other physiological things happening? That's what I think is the best model to use when you're looking at someone who's been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And all that really means is you can't get blood into your cell. You can't get blood sugar into your cells. That's really what the problem is. But how it got that way is a little more complicated. So one of the things that people do is they give you metformin, and the problem is the metformin depletes B12 over time and actually increases your risk for cardiovascular disease the same way that diabetes does.